Welcome to Continuum's weekly program of early music. I'm Milton Sherman Jr. I'm your host today, and it will be really early music today. We're not even going out of the medieval period, and we have a selection of pieces which are performed by whom I consider to be probably the most famous early music ensemble that I know of the medieval ensemble that I know of, and that is the ensemble Sequentia. Sequentia was formed in 1977 with a group of Americans, two Americans actually, Benjamin Bagri and Barbara Thornton. They formed the ensemble in Cologne, Germany, and continued for many years performing the music of the medieval period just as expertly as they possibly could. Unfortunately, Barbara Thornton died in 1998, very early in her years, due to a brain tumor. And Benjamin Bagri has moved to Paris to continue the work of this ensemble. I remember seeing Sequentia in Birmingham. That was back in the 1980s, I think 1985, and was totally blown away by their way of performing music. It's from that live performance that we were able to get a recording that they came out with on CD, and actually their first recording with the same program. And this is called Spielmann und Klerika, 1200, which means minstrels and clerics around the year 1200. So we're talking about going quite a few years back into the early years or early medieval years. Most of the things on this are narrative lays, and the one that I'd like to play for you today is the lay, or the story of Samson and Delilah. And it's called Samson Dux Fortissima, and the members of Sequentia, Barbara Thornton, Benjamin Bagby, and there's a lutenist on here whose name I really don't remember, but there's also a fantastic viol player, Margaret Tindemans. So let's listen. It's a rather lengthy narrative lay, but it tells the whole story about Samson and Delilah and his hair being cut off and the results of that. Performed by members of Sequentia, the Ensemble for Medieval Music, and this is from a recording from 1981.
Jam tonsis crinibus calvos es, sed exire crever in salvus
Sponsa mihi placuit alienorum ad amavi virginem filis tinarum Favum mihi renidit rex bestiarum Nun si caudas vulpium plus tres in
propter te juvencula fesi tot miracula post in solitudine magna multitudine gravi fortitudine constipati veniunt capere me cupiunt posti vixe fugiunt circundora postibus cum armis et pustibus instant rodis viribus lance iserentibus solus ipse viribus prevaleva mille viros motibus in pelio meis dedimanibus et clario mille viros motibus mandibula meis dedimanibus a cellula sequantum provisio vehementer fissio per aguam exibuit quesit in compestum
Thank you.
vexis crinibus cum lisio. Pare Romo talibus sicaio. Qui audit perfida, tenda l'arte callida, cedrum pundulaquei, velut funestu.
Thank you.
The narrative lay Samson Dux Fortissimo from around the year 1200, and that is from Sequentia's very first CD and called Spielmann and Cleric, or Minstrels and Clerics. Barbara Thornton, Benjamin Bagby doing the vocals, Margaret Tindemans on the medieval fiddle, and the name of the lutenist is Crawford DeYoung. And actually, I mentioned that Taye St. Julien and I saw them and heard them perform this piece, first time that we had ever heard Sequentia perform. We've heard them since, but this was way back in the 1980s, the mid-80s, and it was at a special concert given in Birmingham. And just absolutely blown away with their way of performing and their expert research on all of these things. And our program today is called A Sequentia Festival. I'm Milton Sherman, Jr. I'm your host today. And continuing along with Sequentia, they did come out with, I think over two dozen recordings. And the one that we're going to listen to now is songs by Oswald von Wolkenstein, who is one of the last of the minstrel, the German minstrels, known as a Minnesinger. He's the counterpart of Troubadour and Trouvère, but from Germany. He lived between the years 1376 and 1445. We're going to hear Barbara Thornton singing one of his particular pieces that deals with specific things. He was also a poet, so I think he wrote most of his stuff himself. This is a lament on the insecurity and instability of life in this world. And in the song, individual experiences are here objectified into didactic propositions. I'm reading that directly from the booklet that accompanies the CD. It's called O Schnöder Welt, and we hear Barbara Thornton singing along with the harp playing of Benjamin Bagby from Sequentia.
Let's go. Ich war ein Fuchs in einer Haut. Thank you.
a song about the laments and the insecurity and instability of life by Oswald von Wolkenstein, who is one of the last of the German Minnesingers, lived between 1376-1445, performed there by Barbara Thornton with Benjamin Bagby playing the medieval harp to accompany her. And they are the founders of Sequentia, and this is a recording going way back to 1984. And our program today is a special program because it's called Sequentia Festival, and actually it should be considered as part one because it will be necessary to continue. Sequentia looks like it's celebrating its 35th anniversary this year, and Barbara Thornton died unexpectedly in 1998 from brain tumor, and her memory is forwarded by a very special Barbara Thornton fund for early musicians. Continuing now with another early recording of Sequentia, it's from one of it's a two CD set called Trouvères, and Trouvères were the minstrels from northern France, as opposed to the troubadours, the minstrels from southern France. And we're going to hear a group of short selections by a man by the name of Lescarel, and his pieces are contained only in one manuscript at the end of the famous Roman de Fauvel, and for some reason they're in alphabetical order. And I remember seeing the original manuscript once when I visited the Bibliothèque Nationale in Paris, looking at the Roman de Fauvel, and then remembering that after that, those pages in the manuscript, that the Lescarel pieces were there also. So it was quite exciting for me to look at these pieces. We hear again members of Sequentia doing a series of not only vocal selections, but instrumental selections based on the vocal selections by Lescarel, who died around the year 1305.
Oh.
A group of selections by Janot Lescarel, who died in 1304, and these are pieces that were contained in the same manuscript as the Roman de Farvel, and the only collection of his works available. And they're relatively short, so you heard some of them sung, some of them played instrumentally. And again, the performers were members of Sequentia. And from a recording of the music of the Trouvères, it's a 2-CD set, which is out again in the 1980s. And actually, we owned this recording on LPs. Some of you may remember what LPs are. But anyhow, it did come out then on CDs, and we still have the LPs in our library, however. Continuing with this same recording, we're going to hear a group of selections by Adam de la Halle, who was a trouvère in his own right, but he was very unique because his pieces, a good many of them, were composed in polyphony, so three-part pieces. We'll hear again Sequentia performing some of the music of Adam de la Halle, who died in the year 1288.
Sa part dota il mia profi, che ciò sa pli de bia alli trovi, che di mauve, e bia le se ne fi, se chi n'ha passo servizio dei si. Ferrita son fine mia ville, che ciascun menta le, che ti vede, pliva natura con son pure, si folì, fere l'estu, car amor la gigi.
Thank you.
selections by the trouvère Adam de la Halle, and some of those were polyphonic selections, three-part rondo, and rather unique because we always think of that type of composer, that period, as being entirely monophonic. This was a Sequentia Festival. We'll have part two coming up in the near future and hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Milton Sherman, Jr., and wishing you a very happy week. Be back with you next week.